HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Exit polls for the latest round of assembly elections have predicted outcomes along expected lines in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. But they seem to suggest that West Bengal may be too close to call. The polls predicted a sweep for the DMK in Tamil Nadu. It signals the emergence of M.K. Stalin as one of the most powerful regional leaders in the country. They also predicted an unprecedented return to power for the Left Democratic Front in Kerala and a successful defense by the incumbent BJP in Assam. But West Bengal is also emerging the tightest, the polls indicated. Delhi is unlikely to start the third phase of COVID-19 vaccination from Saturday. The state government hasn't received its first order of jabs and private hospitals may get consignments weeks later. The capital needs 13.4 million doses. Delhi will get the first batch of 3 lakh shots only by May 3rd from the Serum Institute of India, SII, which manufactures Covishield. This comes even as Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said Delhi will expand inoculation centers and finish immunizing everyone in 3 months. A Madras High Court judge has fixed an appointment with a psychologist. Justice N. Anand Venkatesh said that he would want to undergo an educational session with Vidya Dinakaran. This is to understand same-sex orientation better before recording his judgment in a case pertaining to a lesbian couple. The couple has sought protection from their birth families opposed to their relationship. The judge directed the police to close the FIR filed on the basis of a missing persons complaint filed by the parents of both women. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has relaxed the deadline for listed Indian firms to announce their financial results amid the coronavirus pandemic. These include market intermediaries and depositories. The capital markets regulator gave relaxations in terms of filing of financial details, disclosure on fund utilization and updating client records. These include companies required to announce their quarterly financial results within 45 days from the end of the quarter or by May 15. They can now file their March quarter results for fiscal 2021 by June 30. The deadline for filing annual audited financial results too has been extended by the markets regulator. Australian umpire Paul Rifle could have been stranded outside the league's bio bubble. He had made up his mind to quit IPL 2021 midway due to the surge in COVID-19 cases in India. Rifle had packed his bags to fly home due to the fear of being locked out of his country after Australia banned flights from India until May 15. First, his flight was cancelled. The next day, minutes before moving out of his Ahmedabad hotel, he was told the borders were shut for Australians in India. Rifle will continue with his IPL assignments until India-Australia flights resume.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
HT Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.